Well, hey neighbor, come on in and join us. It's April. It's in the heat of gardening season. We're talking about what you should be doing in April, but specifically maybe something you've not done before, and that's growing herbs. Well, we come back in here and you've changed my moving my furniture on me again.
Yeah.
So I had the other setup that I thought I liked, and typical, I come in one day and the furniture's all moved around.
I have that right.
You have that right?
Yeah. I made an administrative decision.
Change up, move the table around, so here we are with our third little setup in the last little bit.
Yeah.
So
I like this better. I like being close to you.
Yeah, bless you.
Yeah. Time,
so we got a lot of things going on gardening. April, and I'm behind a little bit. This week, I finished up planting the majority of my major things, my tomatoes, my field corn. Sweet corn's up, yay big, so I've come behind that, planting my Hickory King, got it planted, because I wanted to not cross-pollinate. And now I've got my tomatoes and stuff started, but I'm about 2 weeks off this year.
Really?
I am. I'm about 2 weeks off. I think it's the weather. And you know, we're still getting some cool nights in the 40s, but it's sporadic. I think, you know, it's past Easter. We should be beyond moving on.
Yeah, but Easter came early this year.
So, gardening. April's one of the busiest months. It's probably the busiest month out of the year for me for gardening. And how are you doing in your garden? You're in a situation where you've got not enough room.
No, I actually thought I didn't have enough room. And then I started flipping some beds this week, and now I'm like, I've got three empty beds.
It's hard to be excited about cool season crops this time of the year, isn't it?
Yeah.
I find myself, broccolis and cauliflowers and things like collards, yeah. I find myself not near as excited about them as I am in the fall of the year.
Well, I harvested the collards and ran them through the freeze dryer, and the Savannah mustard. I've got that bok choy that needs to be harvested. And then
tatsu, that's tatsu.
It's not a bok choy?
It's a type of bok choy, yeah.
Okay. And our onions.
This is so far, which is a red, you grew them from our plants back there in the fall.
Yeah. Well, we've been eating on these, but they've started falling over when those leaves start, and I did break off the ones that look really bad.
Yeah.
But when those leaves start
Rule of thumb is when 50% of your tops fall over, it's time to harvest.
But you can go ahead and start eating them.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Mm.
And these actually held up well. You know, I had some braided up here last year, and they held up really well. So within the next, I'd say, 2 weeks, I'll be pulling the onions, and then I'll have those beds.
Yeah, so you guys out there grew onions this year. 50% of the tops laying over. It's time to get them out of the ground. I normally let them lay out there for a good day if it doesn't rain. Now, the last thing you want to do is dig your onions and let it rain on them. But if you find a good sunshiny day, dig those onions up, lay them on top of the ground for 12, 24 hours. Then I go out there and I harvest them. Then I put them up in the barn. You normally, when you harvest them, put them up, you don't want them touched, if possible. You want to kind of spread them out and let them cure out. Okay. Last for weeks, if not months on end. We enjoy our onions.
Ours lasted a good 6 months.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. How's your onions?
They okay.
We're going to have a big day and we have to harvest them.
Oh, not the best. No, I had some onion problems this year.
You have had onion failure this year.
I did. I just didn't take the time with them this year. Other things got in my way. The new warehouse took a lot of my time and I didn't tend to them like I should, but you pull through on your onions this year, and I'm glad we got a backup plan there.
And I noticed you didn't plant any garlic either.
I did not plant any garlic. First time I've not planted any elephant garlic in a long time, but you on the other hand stepped up and got
not knowingly, but.
And one reason was, is I wanted to really concentrate on growing some field corn this year. I've said for the last couple of years, year before last I grew Jimmy Red. Last year I was going to grow Hickory King. Never got around to it. This year I put in Hickory King. We got to have some grinding corn. We're going to have a big plot of Hickory King. We got a big plot of sweet corn. So I've been concentrating on that. Tomatoes, we're not growing as many of this year because we got plenty of tomatoes put up. But I got some new varieties that I'm growing. I got one called Firebird, which is a new one from Cicada I'm growing. Of course, I'm planting me a couple of lemon boys because I love those. And I got a couple of Estuarina, which is that cherry. Mm-hmm. I'm planting me a couple of those. And I got a couple of heirlooms that I'm growing. So.
Well, that sounds like a lot. Should not be planting a lot.
Well, I'm not planting a lot like I normally do, but I'm planting a few. So, and then peppers, got to get those planted. Okra's coming up. Mm-hmm. Okra will be ready to plant in probably about 2 weeks. So everything will be rock and roll. I've not planted any flowers yet, but I'm on the verge of planting. I got a couple spots out there that's ready to plant. I think I'm going to put some dwarf zinnias in there.
The grandbabies was here last week, and they helped me plant my sunflowers.
Yep.
Didn't have a real good germination. I'm not sure who to attribute that to. But.
Knife of the week, folks. I got to show you this here. I'm pretty sure I hadn't showed everybody this before. This is a rat, which is from Ontario Knife Company there. And it's a USA made knife. This is a 7-inch, hence the word rat, 7 on there. Some micarta handle. This is 1095 steel, a very good knife. And I got some sad news.
They don't make them anymore.
This company went out of business.
Aww.
Ontario Knife Company went out of business. So you may still find a few out there that's what we call old new inventory.
Now,
or
what
scattering.
Would you use that big old knife for?
Use that for pretty much anything you want to. That is a very good knife.
Everyday carry.
I've carried that every day. But yeah, for most people it wouldn't. Of course, we live out in the middle of nowhere. I have killed 3 snakes in the last 7 days. But I've carried this
with
around.
A knife?
No, I didn't kill him with this knife. I killed him with a hoe and with a long hoe handle. So, yeah. Anyway, that's Knife of the Week. Rat, Ontario Knife Company. Old Hickory brand is gone, folks. I know that's
gone.
My mother had one. Lord, that's all she ever used was Old Hickories. But anyway, all good things must come to an end, haven't they?
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about herbs.
Talking about herbs today.
Now, herbs for, let's go ahead and get this out of the way.
Okay.
Let's go ahead and get the bear in the room out of the way. Most men, when they hear herbs, they just turn it off.
Yeah. Just.
It's.
Well, you think most, well, a lot of men think culinary.
Culinary, they throw it out the window there. And I get that. I've been guilty of it in the past, but I'm telling you, I really got interested in these things a couple of years ago, and you've been knowing about them longer than I have. But they are fun to grow. They're exciting. They're different to grow. Yeah. The way you grow them is, getting these things started sometimes could be a nightmare.
Well, I've always had some rosemary, some basil, some chives. But it was mainly go out there and grab some and throw it in what you're cooking. But over the last couple of years, I've got into the medicinal uses of herbs. And there's just so much more out there you can do with them. It's just not for cooking, and they're really easy to grow.
Not so easy to get seeds started, but easy to grow.
Some of them are a little hard to get seeds started, but not, I think if you follow the directions, you can do it.
Let's talk about, before we get in there, I forgot about it. Let's talk about pre-sales. We got turmeric, folks. We still got a little bit left, and you're gonna plant some of this in a root pouch.
Mm-hmm.
So we still got turmeric left, not a lot, so we'll probably be sold out in the next couple weeks on turmeric. Tomato plugs, we're going to have a resupply tomorrow afternoon. So tomorrow afternoon, Friday afternoon, we'll have a resupply.
So the Halsonators,
we'll have some Halsonators back. We've had a run on a lot of plants, so we're going to have, if you need some plants, we'll have them in the next couple weeks.
Have a few cool nights, slow down the growth.
Yep.
It's just hard to predict. Every Friday you'll have X number of plants.
Yep, and then sweet potato slips, still got those. They've not started shipping yet. They'll start shipping before long, so you want your sweet potato slips, get on over there and get your pre-order done on those. And they'll ship when you need them. So that's good.
We got the pepper plants.
Pepper plants, we're going to be running a little. I got some now, but we got some, not a lot, we got some.
But you'll have some more in the coming weeks.
No. Yeah, but it's going to be a couple weeks. I got some. We got some. Unless we get a run on them, we got some. Probably not as much as we should have, but anyway.
Okay.
Back
in the herbs. Okay, as I was saying, easy to grow. They don't require much space. They're great for containers or the grow bags if you don't have. And a lot of the herbs, like the mints, can get really invasive. So you want to keep them in a contained area.
Boy, that spearmint mint. I've seen those in flower beds get away from people before.
And I tried. I was going to go through and do my top 10. Well, at first I was going to do top 5. And that was just too many. So then I went through and did the top 10. And I think I got more than 10.
Yep.
But let's start with basil.
Boy, are there lots of basils out there?
We carry 5 different types of basil.
All right, I'm going to hold them up there, and you're going to talk about them? First one's Thai basil.
Thai basil.
Thai.
Just hold them up real quick.
Okay, Thai basil. We got large Italian basil, which of course is a larger leaf on that right there. Then we got lemon basil, which is my favorite. I don't know why it's my favorite, but it is. But I guess because it's got lemon flavor to it. And then we got Genovese basil. I do know that.
Genovese.
I've grown that one before. That makes a big leaf too. Mm-hmm. And we got purple.
And I've got ruffles. One of those in that.
Yep, we got purple ruffles basil. Let's get it out and show everybody. I'm going to make a mess here. Maggie's underneath our feet here. All right.
I've never grown the purple, but isn't it pretty?
It is pretty. Yeah, it's got kind of a ruffled leaf to it. Can y'all see that right there?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Anyway, very easy to get started with. And then, of course, the last one is holy basil.
Taste that.
Yep.
That's a little sweet.
You think so?
Mm-hmm. So basil is not just good for culinary. It is good for stomach spasms, loss of appetite. It makes great teas, kidney conditions, fluid retention, head colds, warts, and worm infections.
Warts. Get those warts off of you.
What did I say? Warts.
Warts.
So it's just all around, I would say, number one.
Yeah, a lot of people love to eat basil with tomatoes for some reason or other. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not the hugest basil fan you've ever seen. But a lot of people love to cook with it.
So with the basil, now last year I grew the holy basil. That was the only one I grew. And I freeze-dried it. And then I also made a tincture with it.
Folks don't know what a tincture is. You just take a tincture, a bit of it at a time.
So a tincture is usually mixed with alcohol. It's a liquid extract of that herb.
Mm-hmm. The alcohol actually preserves it.
Well, the alcohol is used as a solvent to pull the good stuff out of the herbs. Yeah.
But it also preserves it.
It also preserves it. Now, you can also use apple, against the alcohol, apple cider vinegar. And there's a glycerin you can use too with a tincture. But I've really got into tinctures here in this last year.
Just use a little bit of that.
Don't take a little bit.
Yep.
Not chug a lug like you do.
All right. Next one is cilantro, or what's the other word for cilantro? It just left me there. Man, it's just crazy. Just that quick.
Wait, boom, there's boom. A cilantro over there.
Right here.
Mm-hmm. Now, cilantro is known for flavor to soups, salsa.
Tacos.
It's just a great addition to any dish.
That's going to bother me till I can think of that.
Are you talking about coriander?
Coriander, yep.
The seeds from the cilantro is the coriander.
Right. So this right here, some people have the gene where this tastes like dishwashing detergent, but neither one of us are blessed with that gene. So we love cilantro there.
And the research I've read is it has some anti-cancer benefits, pain, inflammation, antifungal.
Now, one thing about cilantro is it will bolt quick, so you need to keep some of this coming about every 2 to 3 weeks if you love to have some all the time.
Yeah, and during July, August, you just give it up.
But it grows quickly, and it will bolt on you in the heat, though. So keep a supply just coming along and along, and you'll be good on it.
Yeah, and
sage is next.
Sage.
Oh, I love sage. Now, sage.
You think about sage, what do you think about?
I think about sausage. Dressing, yeah. So dressing and sausage, a lot of people put, well, about all your sausages have some type of sickness got all over you.
Oh, it did.
All over you. Sage is put in just about all your sausage.
Got sage in my hair.
Now that's been freeze dried, and that's rather pungent.
Yeah, anything freeze dried. I didn't want you to taste
well,
it.
Well, I did.
Just smell of these, okay?
It don't take a lot of that right there.
No. But do you know what sage is good for besides the dressing and the sausage?
What?
You can use it for a sore mouth or sore throat.
Lord, be in good shape, didn't happen.
Yeah. It's also been known to help with memory loss, diabetes.
Well, I need some of that.
Joint
pain, arthritis. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Well, I'm going to take me a dose of it afterwards. Now, the ones we've noticed, mentioned so far, basil, cilantro, and sage are extremely easy to grow. Just about anybody can grow those. I'm missing one here.
The sage needs light, so you plant it on the surface. What are you missing?
Rosemary. We don't have rosemary
seeds.
No,
we don't have rosemary.
I can talk about that for just a minute.
But there's some.
Okay. You grew this from cutting?
No, this rosemary you grew from...
Oh, that's got a potent aftertaste to it.
You grew that from seed.
Okay. So rosemary, a lot of people... If you got a friend that's got some, we got a friend down the road that's got plenty of growing wild.
Right, you can gave her that.
You can get cuttings off of this right here and root your own. The problem with rosemary is it is extremely hard to start from seeds. At some point, we may cure the seeds. The key to the seeds is getting what they call primed. You need to get prime seed. The problem with prime seeds is they don't have any shelf life to them. So if we buy prime seeds, we got to sell them, get out of the way. You don't keep prime seeds. But unless you buy prime rosemary seeds, you're just about not getting them to germinate and come up. So this is one I grew from last year from some seeds the seed company sent me that were prime seeds.
But it's easy to root.
It's very easy to root.
Yeah.
If you got these prime seeds, it was easy. I got 90% germination, but it had to be prime seeds. Rosemary is probably one of the most popular herbs out there, would you say?
I love it on potatoes and roast. I make a rosemary-infused olive oil that I cook with a lot. So it has a lot of culinary, but it also has a lot of medicinal. It's full of antioxidants, anti-inflammatory.
Ooh, it's potent too.
Mm-hmm. But it's very easy to grow, low maintenance once you get it started.
Do you cook that or you eat it raw? You put it in your cooking, right?
Yeah, you garnish with it, top season with it. Another one I didn't get the packet on, but I grabbed. Can you figure out what that is?
No.
Is tarragon.
That's tarragon?
That's tarragon, and it comes back every year. Which I really like.
Most of the time, herbs that come back every year are harder to germinate. Mm-hmm. Have you noticed that? The perennials.
But it's really good for stomach issues, indigestion, poor appetite, and sleep issues.
They have a pretty rough aftertaste to them if you eat them raw.
But I do an Italian blend of spices that I use that in there.
All right.
What's
where are we
next?
At here? Motherwort. How about that?
Mother. Okay. Let me see which one that is. This one.
That looks like celery almost.
So motherwort. Think of the word mother.
And you grew this from seed?
Mm-hmm. I grew some seed last year, and I had a couple that come back in my raised beds. Experts believe that this may be one of the oldest natural cough remedies.
Huh.
Oh, no, I'm on the wrong one. Skip that. Beep, beep, beep. It has a calming, stress-relieving, and it's great for
I need some other water.
Females with some hormone issues.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
It's great to make a tea out of that.
Speaking of teas, I had tea last night. I had a Roselle tea and green tea. Mm-hmm. I need to put some, if this is good for stress, I need to get me a dose of that at night time.
I don't think I've dried any of that yet.
What?
And we got the calendula.
Now, the calendula, to me, is one of the most rewarding herbs.
Well, do we have a seed?
I don't think I got the seed.
Okay, well, let's just show it here. We got the seeds because we've been touting this one for a while here. Even if you don't use this right here, and you love using this, mm-hmm. you got some over there?
Well, I freeze-dried some of it. I make a salve out of it because it's got for wounds or bug bites or sunburn. It's got the healing properties for your skin.
But it's worth growing only if you're going to use it to attract pollinators time of year.
Yes.
In early spring and late fall is when it thrives. It loves cool weather. It's one of the first things that comes out after wintertime. Mm-hmm. But it's worth growing just for the sheer beauty of it because it loads up with these blooms and for the pollinators. For those two things, it's worthwhile.
And the goodie that you want to put in your salve is in this top green part. Right there.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I don't know if you can feel it. The oil that's in there.
Is in the button of the bloom.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah. I learned that from 4 kids at a farm. Okay, next, lemon drop.
Lemon drop, lemon drop, lemon drop.
I don't think I got that.
We got on our collection, we got it right here. Let me show everybody that. This one right here is it. Now, if you... I love to do this right here. When we're giving people a tour of the garden, we always have to stop by the lemon drop bush and make them
taste
the leaf of it. I'm notorious for that. Because you get the biggest response from people when they put that in your mouth and chew it up because it turns your mouth numb. Lemon drop is known as a toothache plant.
Mm-hmm. So this has been freeze-dried. I want you to tell me if it's as potent. I'll do one too. If we can't talk in a minute and we start. Not good, is it? Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's got some numbing effect.
Ooh, my whole tongue is numb.
Yep.
So this is one of our new ones now.
Whoa. It's got a tingling.
So the flower leaves contain, you see that word right there, splenthol?
Yep.
Splenthol?
Yep.
Which is an analgesic for medicinally numbing toothaches, tongues, lips, sore throat.
There again, folks, if you're not even going to use it, it's worth growing for the sheer beauty of it. Oh.
So I've got some in the tincture that I use like when I get a fever blister.
Yep.
Or a mouth sore or a sore throat. Just like spray this in the back of your throat, and it numbs it.
The back of the whole, my whole tongue is numb.
Mine is too. I mean, I think it's really.
It's a lot more potent when you freeze dry it.
I think so too. Woof. Maybe that's what we need to just leave this in the office and have people taste it.
Yep.
Have I left anything out?
All right, let's talk about Roselle just for a minute here. We love to talk about a Roselle. Now, I don't know the health benefits of Roselle, but I had a Roselle tea last night. I think Roselle is a wonderful, wonderful tea. Of course, you made wine out of it. You made jelly out of it. But I prefer it as a tea.
I like it as a tea. With a little bit of honey.
The problem with Roselle is it's a tropical plant, and we have to grow it here in the South. We've had some problems with the variety we've got now over the last 2 or 3 years with them not getting mature.
They're daylight sensitive.
Daylight sensitive. However, I was lucky enough this year to get about a pound of seed of a new type of Roselle that is not daylight sensitive. And it makes a bigger
calyx.
And it's going to mature out a lot quicker. So we're going to grow a seed crop out.
We're going to try to grow it out.
For you guys to have this year. I'm excited about it. It come out of St. Nick's out of the Bahamas. Nick's, here I am having that. I need some more of that motherwort.
You need some memory?
Memory thing. It come out of the Caribbean down there originally. I got it out of Tallahassee, Florida. Got some folks have been growing it down there, mm-hmm. So I'm excited about that. All right, and we'll touch on some of these others. Now, again, Roselle's easy to grow. Just plant mm-hmm. it comes up in here. Dill is easy to grow. A lot of people.
There's a thing of dill.
Yeah.
Now, it'll bolt in the summertime too, so.
Love, you know, for dill pickles, that's what you want to grow right there.
Deviled eggs.
Deviled eggs. Whole hand, did we cover that one?
No, and I had some whorehound. Or maybe we did cover it.
All right, let's move on. All right. We covered sage, thyme, we covered thyme. Mm-hmm. Cover that. Bee balm, this is a good one right here.
Yeah, that's this right here. And it makes a pretty pink flower,
yep.
Doesn't it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Now, it can be a little hard to germinate.
Very hard to germinate. I only had one plant last year, and it's actually come back.
Mm-hmm.
This year.
And here's the lemon drop. You said you didn't have a lemon drop. We sell lemon drop in the collection also as individual. And it says lemon drop toothache plant. So some of these are easy to grow and some of them are harder to grow. Some of them you have to not cover up. You just kind of press them in. And they actually take sunlight to germinate, which is very unusual for most people that's used to starting seeds in the dark. So we're working on a guide showing which way you would do each one of them. But some of the perennials, some of the harder ones to grow, you just press in on the top, you have to give them sunlight. And some of them, like sage and all those, roselle,
the thyme,
cilantro, man, you could just about, you could easy to grow. I forgot about this one right here. I got to talk about this. This is my plant, y'all. This is one I grew. This is stevia. Mm. I don't think we got a stevia seed pack. We got stevia this year, and I'm excited about this stevia. This is the first time I've grown this. This is the one that's a little tricky to germinate. What I do is press them in on the top. I don't cover them up, and they take sunlight to germinate. Now, I've had pretty good luck germinating stevia, but I will tell you this. You got to have patience. It takes forever for them to germinate, and you'll see little spots of green coming up out there. Once you get them up, they germinate about an inch tall. You can shoot the fertilizer to them, and they grow one out then pretty good. I've got several growing in the greenhouse. I'm going to give these away as gifts. Mm-hmm. But stevia, my dear friend, if you've never tasted it, and this is another one that we're walking around on garden tour, mm-hmm. everybody's got to taste. Tastes just like sugar when you chew it up.
Mm-hmm. And it comes back every year.
You can dehydrate that. You can use it just straight like it is. Mm-hmm. There's several different ways you can use it to sweeten your food.
I made a sweetener with some alcohol and steeped it.
Everything you can grow in your own sugar. How about that right there? Stevia is my plant of the year, I think.
So everybody should grow some herbs.
Yep.
Should get your feet wet. They're really, I'd say the first year might be a little
rocky,
but once you get them going and established, it's just kind of a no-brainer.
And they're fun to grow, and you don't have to grow a lot of them. So unlike the way I garden them big time. I grow a lot of corn, a lot of tomatoes. You got to change your mindset a little bit on these herbs because you don't need much of them. So you either want to do it in raised beds or containers, I think is the ideal way to grow these right here. It keeps you from planting too many of them because let's be honest, you just don't need much of them to do what you want to do.
I was going to show the two books that I really like.
Okay.
The Herb Gardening for Beginners, it just has your basic herbs in there, some recipes, but it's easy to understand.
Mm-hmm.
And then Rosemary Gladstar, she's known for her herbal books.
Yeah, Rosemary's known as an expert with her herbs. And she talks a lot of just about all the ones we talked about today. Mm-hmm. We didn't talk about ginger a lot, but.
Yeah, ginger is one of my favorite.
Turmeric. There we go, right there. Yep.
Yeah. And then I want to touch on the web course, the Home Apothecary. And we'll put a link in the description. But this is Jill Reagan and Kaylee from
Honey Homestead
and Whispering Willow. And they've got this web course. I'll put a link. It's a really good, easy one. It goes over the body systems and why this herb will work for this system versus this system. It's got some recipes for some tinctures, some salves, some infusions. It's just a really great course.
Yep. All right. So there we have it, folks. Let's move on to Garden of the Week. Oh, we got some seeds starting going on here.
Okay. So Ashley Phillips, she's in Alabama, zone 8B.
I'm going to try to show the pictures of what you talk about.
Okay. She is 12 miles west of Dothan, Alabama. I bet she's close to Perry Hill.
Yep. Yeah. All right. First of all, I'm going to show her Shelby that she's got growing right there. She's got a couple of different... She's gone big time in Shelby right there.
Mm-hmm.
See her Shelby? She got Steve. You're doing a good job there, girl.
She's got Shelby, Indigo, Red Snapper, Blueberry, Lemon Boy, Sun Sugar, Super Sweet, 100. Wow.
Cool.
Yep. So there they are.
Yeah.
And she said all her taters have popped up. Thanks to everything you do, all the instruction.
And this looks like some type of herb right here.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. You're doing a good job. You got your seeds starting down pat there. She's got quite a collection going there.
Thank you, Ash.
Of those are good ones right there. Oh, man, she did pick some good ones. I tell you, the only one I'm not a real big fan of is the Indigo Blue.
Yeah.
I grew that last year. That's the only one that really let me down was that one. The tasting on it, I wasn't crazy about.
Mm. Let's flip back. I meant to mention our collections.
Oh, yeah.
Since we're talking about herbs, we have a medicinal herb collection, and that Tracy from Just Stick It Farms help us curate those.
Yeah, and if you're interested in growing herbs or anything, you really got to check that. They did a live a couple of nights ago.
Mm-hmm.
But Tracy over at Just Dig It and Jean, her husband, do a wonderful job showing how to grow these herbs and stuff. And Tracy, man, she's an expert in it. So she helps us from time to time with our herbs and everything. So check that out. This is her collection she put together right there. And also we have just a regular herb garden collection right here, which is
another. It has your basic mm-hmm. ones in there.
Just
your dill, cilantro,
yep.
Basil, oregano.
Yep. All right, folks, on to the old goats. We got a mess up here. We covered a lot of stuff today. I got stuff showing over. And Maggie is laying down there, resting herself.
Okay, there we go.
All right, so they said here somewhere is the old goat. If you find the old goat, put it in the comments below. Next week, we'll do a drawing, see who the winner is. This week's drawing is from last week's winner, and it is Barbara, is it Harmon?
Harmon.
Barbara Harmon. Barbara? Congratulations. Send us your information to Grow Hoss.
Support at Grow Hoss.
Support. I keep getting that mixed up since we changed it. And we will give you a wonderful pair. How are we doing on socks?
We need to check
our sock inventory. A wonderful pair of Get Dirty socks. You can wear these around at nighttime. Make everybody in the household there were you envious, wishing they had a pair of their own Get Dirty mm-hmm. socks. All right, folks, thank you. It's April, beautiful weather outside. We just had Easter. It's time to get out there and get things done. Need pretty much everybody in the South United States needs to be planting right now.
Plant you some herbs.
Yep. I got to plant some green beans, too. I forgot about that. I got my green beans. It's the last thing I got to plant for my big wave of planting. Thank you for joining us. We hope you enjoyed the show today. Herbs, it's the new thing, so give them a try. Just dip your toes in there. If you don't want to go all in, just try something easy, maybe some stevia, maybe some clincher, something. Get you started. Thank you for joining us. Now it's time for you to get outside and get dirty.